Welcome to your body scan meditation practice. When ready, come and lie down on your back, either on a soft rug or mat or on your bed. You may also choose to practice the body scan sitting on a chair from time to time. If necessary, place a small pillow underneath your head and neck for more comfort, and bend your knees to keep your back at ease. Make yourself as comfortable as possible, in a place that is warm and where you will be undisturbed. During the practice, it is very important to listen to your body and mind, and resolve to be gentle and kind towards yourself, and not striving or forcing for anything to happen. Allowing the body to settle now. Closing the eyes if that is comfortable. Noticing how your body feels right now. What sensations are here? Sensing the floor underneath the back of your body. Perhaps sensations of pressure where body and floor meet. Or sensing the weight of your whole body here. On each out-breath, allow yourself to let go of any holding or effort you may still be making, and to sink a little bit deeper into the mat or floor. Perhaps experiencing a sense of softening, releasing in the whole body. At this stage of the practice, it is very important to remind yourself of the intention of the body scan. Its aim is not to achieve or attain a certain state of mind, like relaxation or calmness. This may happen or it may not. If you are aware now of any expectations that may be here for the practice, as best as you can, let them fade into the background, and instead, allowing yourself to be open and present to whatever experience is here right now. To bring a curious and open mind equally to all experiences, even if they may be unpleasant or uncomfortable at some stage. Remember, there's no right or wrong way to experience your body or to feel a certain way. Whatever is here is here, and as best as you can, allowing yourself to be with your own experience, without the need for it to be any different, and without judgment. Trusting your own experience each moment. This allowing the mind to move from a doing mode into a being mode. As you scan the body, there may be no sensations in a particular part of the body from time to time. If this is the case, then simply noting to yourself no sensations here and continue with the practice. Also, from time to time you will notice the mind wander away from your actual experiences and body sensations. And this is completely normal. That is what minds tend to do. It's not a mistake. So when you notice the mind has wandered away, this is actually a moment of waking up to the present, to the here and now. You can note where the mind has gone and staying there for a few moments, befriending the thoughts or feelings that are there, and then, when you're ready, gently guiding the mind back to wherever you are in the practice or to your breath. This may happen hundreds or even thousands of times, and each time, with patience and kindness, simply return back again and again. This is all part of the practice itself. Now gradually let your awareness drop into your breath. If it is helpful, perhaps place your hands on the lower abdomen and belly, helping you connect with your breath more clearly. Of course, the body has been breathing the whole time without you necessarily being aware of it. The body knows how to breathe by itself. There's no need to change the breath in any way. Like a witness, watching the breath coming and going, freely and with ease. In time, you may start to notice a rising and falling with the breath in your abdomen or chest, or a feeling of expansion and releasing. Begin to directly experience the sensation of the movement of the breath in your body as best as you can. The breath can act like an anchor for the mind, a place where the mind can return to at any stage of the practice, whenever it feels right for you. Each breath as a way of staying present, returning home to ourselves. When ready, release your hands from your abdomen if they were resting there and place them comfortable alongside your body. Now expanding your awareness beyond the breath to your body and imagine that it is possible to breathe all the way into your left leg right down to the toes and that on the out-breath the breath can move all the way up again through your leg and abdomen, out through the nose. In the beginning, this may feel a bit strange or even challenging. If so, you may approach it with an attitude of playfulness, and as best as you can, continue to practice directing the breath into different parts of the body. With the in-breath from the nose all the way down the left leg to the left foot, toes, and on the out-breath from the toes all the way up again out through your nose. The next time you reach your left toes, you can let go of the breath and begin to experience directly any sensations that are now in your left big toe. Experiencing the toe as if you have never felt your toe like this before. Bringing to it curiosity and interest. The shape of your left toe, the toenail, perhaps the sock or a blanket touching the toe. And then bringing the awareness now to the little toe of your left foot. And in the same way, exploring whatever sensations are here now in the left little toe, the shape, the nail, and now all the toes in between. Perhaps where the toes touch each other, or gaps. So as best as you can, exploring and experiencing whatever you can feel or sense in your toes. And then experiencing all the toes together. And now moving to the sole of your left foot. Exploring here the shape, maybe any sensitivity that you may be aware of now, anywhere the sole of your left foot. And then moving up to the top of your left foot, the bones, the structure of the bones, the shape, the tendons perhaps, the skin stretching over the bones. And then to the heel of the left foot, the shape of the heel. And exploring also that sensation that might be there where the heel and the floor are in contact with each other. A sense of pressure, perhaps. Even noticing weight, noticing the weight of your whole left foot. And now moving up to the left ankle, the inner ankle, the outer ankle, the whole shape there. And now the whole left foot together, experiencing the whole left foot together. And then imagine you can breathe into your left foot, and then with the breath out, releasing your awareness from there. And now moving to the lower leg, the calf muscle, the shin bone. So exploring the calf muscle, the shape, and also the overall experience there. Maybe tightness in the calf muscle or softness, where the calf is touching the ground beneath. And then moving to the front of the shin bone, the bony part. Skin stretching over the bone. Experiencing your left lower leg like you have never experienced it before in this way. And allowing whatever is here to be here. So whatever sensations are here, allowing them to be here. Or even if there are no sensations in this moment, equally allowing that to be here. This is your experience right now. And now moving up to the left knee. Experiencing the left knee, the softness at the back of the kneecap and the top, the inside of the knee. So whatever is here to be experienced. And then moving up to the left upper thigh and exploring the left upper thigh as best as you can. That big thigh bone, the longest bone in the body, connecting the knee and the hip joints. And the muscles covering the thigh bone. And in as much detail as you can, exploring all the different sensations in that muscle of your thigh bone. Maybe even noticing different areas of the muscle, different sensations. Maybe different sensation to the front, the thigh muscle, and to the back, the inside or the outside. Perhaps noticing the weight of the whole bone and muscle. And now breathing into the whole left leg from the thigh all the way down to the toes of your left foot. And then with the breath out, now releasing your awareness from your whole left leg. And bringing the awareness now down the right leg to the right toes, to the right big toe, and here exploring now the shape of your right big toe, the bone, the nail, again perhaps sock or blanket touching the big toe in any way, and that sensation, particular sensation that might come with it. And then the little toe of your right foot. So staying interested in your own experience as best as you can, exploring, investigating in a way, whatever is here, the shape and the nail, and then all the toes in between, noticing where the toes may touch each other, or where there are gaps, the nails, and now all the toes together, all the toes of your right foot together, experiencing all the toes together. And then moving the awareness to the sole of your right foot, the shape, the inner arch and the outer arch, sensitivity. And then moving to the heel of your right foot, the shape of the heel, and where the heel is touching the ground, the particular point, a point of pressure perhaps, sense of weight. And then to the top of the right foot, the bones there, the shape of the bones that actually make up the foot, and that particular unique shape of your foot. The tendons, the muscles in between the bones and tendons, and the skin covering the top of your foot. And then moving to the angle, the right angle, the shape of the right angle. And then awareness of your whole right foot together. Awareness of your whole right foot together. And then letting the awareness go from there and moving up to the right lower leg, the shin bone and the calf. So exploring any sensations in the calf muscle, where the calf is touching the ground, tightness or softness. Even right to the Achilles tendon, where the calf muscle connects with the heel, with the foot. And then awareness to the front of the lower leg, the shin bone, the particular shape of the shin bone in the front, and sensitivity there. And now moving up to the right knee, the shape of the right knee, the softness at the back of the kneecap on the top. And also being aware of thoughts or emotions that may sometimes be associated with a particular part of the body. So even noticing that and allowing whatever is here to be here, without judgment, in a kind and gentle way, allowing it to be here. And then moving up to the upper thigh, that thigh bone that connecting the right knee to the right hip, and the muscles surrounding the thigh bone. And also here, in the same way, as best as you can, in as much detail exploring that thigh muscle in all its different parts, the front and the back, the inner thigh, the outer thigh. So whatever is here, exploring, sensing into it, and staying open and curious to your own experiences. And remember, whenever the mind is wandering away and you notice the mind has wandered away, then taking a note, perhaps, where the mind has gone, and then gently guiding the mind back to wherever we are on the body scan. So in this moment, with the right upper thigh, exploring the right upper thigh. And now breathing into your whole right leg from the thigh all the way down to the right foot and toes. And then with the breath out, releasing your awareness from that whole area. And now letting go of both legs together. Moving your awareness now to the pelvic region, the hip joints, right and left, the pelvic bones, the pubic bone in the front, and the sacrum area at the back, joining the pelvic to the spine. The pelvis forming a shape of a bowl, holding many of our organs and the genitals. Feeling into this whole region of your body. At the back, the buttocks, the biggest muscle of the body. What do the buttocks feel like? The right and the left, pressing into the ground. Perhaps a sense of weight, softness, tightness. Now leaving the pelvic region and moving into the lower back. The lower back can often be an area associated with tension and discomfort, maybe from the past or current injuries. Whenever you experience a place with strong sensations or even strong emotions or feelings, it is important to know that you have a choice to either stay with a strong experience, perhaps even gently moving towards and into it for as long as it feels right and safe for you. In this way, allowing even unpleasant experiences to be here without the need for it to be different. This can open a completely new way of being with your experiences, changing the way we usually react to difficult or challenging situations. But you may also choose in some instances, if the sensations are too strong and uncomfortable, to move your awareness altogether away from that particular region, back to the breath itself. So for now, if it is right for you, sensing and feeling into the lower back, exploring maybe the shape of the back and the muscles alongside the spine there, noticing whatever is here. And allowing it to be here. Moving from there into the middle back, up to the back ribcage, the shoulder plates. Noticing the shape of the spine there. The way it's in contact with the ground. After some time, even noticing the movement of the ribcage to the rhythm of the breath. The ribs pressing more firmly into the ground with the in-breath and moving away from the ground with the out-breath. Breathing now into the whole of your back and with an out-breath, releasing your awareness from there. Coming now to the front of the trunk, the abdominal area. This also can be a region of intense sensations or emotions. So allowing yourself to sense into the area and noticing whatever is here to be noticed. Warmth, softness, tenderness, movement with the breath, maybe a rising and falling sensation there. Reaching now up to the middle and upper chest, the rib cage that is protecting the lungs and the heart here. Feeling the lungs expand and retract with the breath, in turn moving the ribs out to the side and in again. Sensing into the whole area around the heart. What does the heart area feel now? Is it open or restricted? Does it feel light or heavy? And as best as you can, bringing an attitude of friendliness to your experience, whatever it is. Now breathing into the whole of the trunk and letting go with your awareness of this area. Bringing now the shoulders to the foreground of your awareness. The way your shoulders are positioned here, the shape and the weight, perhaps even a feeling of carrying the whole world on your shoulders. What does that feel like? Now moving from the shoulders down your upper arms. The muscles in your arms. Feelings of strength or weakness. Or ease. And exploring perhaps what ease feels like in the body. To be at ease. Maybe noticing where they touch the ground and the sensations of pressure there. Down now to the elbows, the soft inner elbow and bony outer elbow, the shape and the ankle. Now down to the lower arms. The lower arms can also potentially hold a lot of tension, depending maybe on the work we do with our hands. So exploring now the muscles and the bones of your lower arm as best as you can, with interest, and also with an open mind, with a beginner's mind, as if you have never explored it like that before. Each time a completely new experience. The wrists now, the shape of the wrists, moving onto the back of the hands, the bones there that make up the hand, the knuckles, the skin, and maybe a sense of coolness on the skin from the air around. Now the palms, and the softness in the palms, and sensitivity. Here, perhaps, a feeling of heat radiating from the palms. Feeling into the fingers and thumbs, as far as the fingertips. And begin to notice the sensitivity that can be in the fingertips. Maybe even a sense of pulsating there. And now breathing from the shoulders all the way down the arms into the fingertips. And with the breath out, letting go of the arms altogether. If you become aware at any stage in the practice of a feeling of boredom or restlessness, or even impatience, accepting this also as your experience right now, and as best as you can, allowing yourself to be with it, even exploring how that feels in your body and mind, a feeling of impatience or boredom. Or if there's sleepiness, you may experiment with opening your eyes and simply continue with the practice. Bring your focus now into the neck region, an area stretching from the shoulder blades to the top of the shoulders and up the upper spine to the base of the skull. In as much detail, exploring now the muscles here on the right and the left side of the neck. Tightness, sharpness, softness. Bringing into it an attitude of allowing an openness and kindness to your own experience right now. Now coming to the back of the head, noticing the weight of your head pressing against the ground. The head is one of the heaviest part of the body. So what does it feel like? Noticing the scalp and hair, the bones of the head, the skull, the front of the head, the face, the mask of the face, passive now. Exploring the individual features that make up the face, forehead, eyebrows, eyes, and experiencing the eyes resting back into the eye sockets. The cheeks and cheekbones. Exploring now the ears, the shape of the ears. Noticing how sensitive the ears can be. Outer ear, inner ear. The nose, the nostrils. Perhaps feeling the air moving in and out of the nostrils. Cool air in, warm air out. Experiencing the upper lip and lower lip, and then where both lips touch each other. The corners of the mouth. Now the mouth itself. The teeth, tongue, the gums. Maybe a sense of moisture, feeling of moisture in the mouth or warmth. Now the lower jaw, and following the jaw bone right to the joint, the jaw joint, which is located just below the ear. Again, a place potentially for tension. So just exploring that whole area around the jaw there, jaw muscles. And then coming to the chin. Now expanding the whole face together. And imagine now you can breathe into your head and face all together, And then with the breath out, just releasing your awareness from here. Expanding the awareness now to the whole body. The whole body from head to toe. To a sense of the body as a whole. All connected. And continue to expand awareness now also to the breath. Maybe a sense as if the whole body is breathing now. Every part of the body. Every cell of the body. Letting the whole body fill with breath. Perhaps feeling the breath moving in through the crown of your head and all the way down and out through the toes. And then moving from the toes up again through the whole body, out through the crown of your head with the out-breath. So in through the crown of the head, moving down the body to the toes. And then on the breath out from the toes all the way up again out to the crown of the head. Like a wave of breath moving through you. Now letting go of the breath and being here just as you are. Allowing yourself to be as you are, whole and complete, resting in awareness. Congratulate yourself for having spent this valuable time with yourself, and in this way taking an active role in your own health and well-being. Now opening your eyes, taking in your surroundings. Perhaps stretch and move gently. Or roll over to one side before coming into a sitting position.